USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people were wounded, the suspect dead after a mass shooting early Sunday morning in Columbia, Missouri. Patrolling officers saw two people exchanging gunfire at 3 a.m. The first gunman ran from the scene but began allegedly shooting towards a crowd before being shot and killed by police. The second gunman still at large. The five victims injured are expected to survive. A Southwest Airlines worker in the hospital after being punched by a passenger Saturday. It happened at Love Field in Dallas during the boarding of a flight to LaGuardia Airport in New York City. Police say the passenger boarded the flight, then headed straight to the back of the plane and argued with one attendant. Then, as she was told to leave the plane, argued with a second and punched her in the face. She's facing aggravated assault. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. That's 800-763-1954.